Hey guys, on this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to share with you something that is a little bit cool. It's kind of a secret that we've kept and we're not going to keep it a secret anymore. So let's dive on into that intro and I'll catch you guys in just a second. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, awesome. So I'm really excited to share this with you because this is something that I spent forever working on and there's a huge lesson in it. Oh, I'm like out of breath because I was dancing around the kitchen because I was so excited. For real, that sounds so cheesy. But I was, you know, there was this idea that I had probably a year and a half ago, and it was this concept, maybe even 2 years ago, almost like a mental model. If you've ever studied like Charlie Munger or Warren Buffett, they follow these mental models that are basically like frameworks for life, how you can kind of relate everything to each other. You can take a lesson from one topic and apply it to another. And these mental models are brilliant because you don't have to reinvent the wheel. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just look up mental models from Charlie Munger because it's absolutely fascinating. And so I started to kind of obsess over this idea of creating a mental model for social media. And so I spent just, oh, I can't even tell you how many hours, how many late nights researching, obsessing, studying, looking into studies, studying human behavior and psychology. And I was just like so hungry and frustrated that I didn't have the answer to this one big question. Why is it that sometimes social media thrives and why is it that sometimes it completely flops and doesn't work at all? And so, you know, I had some theories and we were crushing it for our clients. And I'm like, why is it that I can't figure out what this model is and how do I explain this to others or make this replicable so that I can actually teach other people how to do this for their own businesses? How do I create these strategies for other people's businesses? And so I was like just so frustrated trying to figure it out. And I remember one night, like I like pulled Paul out of bed and I was like, you need to come see this. And I brought him downstairs and I grabbed a whiteboard and started sketching it all out. And I thought it looked like, you know, a beautiful mind, like genius formulas and all that. But you know how in that movie, oh, I don't want to give a spoiler. It was more like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia when Charlie's like thinks that he's a genius. And it was just like, Paul didn't understand it. And I was like, ugh, so frustrating. So I started to try to like articulate it better. I went and I actually spoke on several stages about it. And every single time it was just flopping. And I was like, ugh, I don't know how to communicate this yet. And I was so just like, I was frustrated, but also hungry to figure out how to communicate this mental model that I had started to build. And so I just kept with it, kept with it. And the very first time that it clicked for people, I'm so grateful it clicked because I taught it. I was invited to a private mastermind in the Bahamas by Russell Brunson and the awesome ClickFunnels team. And so we all took yachts down to the Bahamas, pretty crazy. And then I had to present. We all had to present something. And I was like, okay, it's now or never. This is going to be the time that I explain this right and explain how this is applicable to other people's businesses, why it works, how it works, what the heck it is that I'm, you know, scribbling on boards like a crazy person. And so I actually got up there. I was so nervous. I was kind of shaking, which is funny because like I love speaking in front of people. And so I started to explain it and I was watching and I could start to see the light bulbs go off. And when I finished presenting this entire process, I remember, I'll never forget it. Everyone starts just clapping and Myron Golden stood up and he said, Rachel girl, you are a genius. And Russell said, wow, I never thought of it like that. And I was just like, oh, I finally did it. I finally turned this into a mental model, a process that I understand. And so, you know, I was really like so excited about it. So then fast forward, and I'll share with you the lesson in just a moment. So why does this like benefit people? So we actually got a client We got several clients for this process. It was really, really exciting. But there was one in particular that stuck out for me, and that was where they had a team of 11 marketers. And I presented this and I trained them and I was so excited and they were excited until they saw the amount of content that they needed to create with this. And that sounds kind of scary, but they were like, Rachel, we don't make this much content in a week. And you're saying we have to create all of this in a day? And I said, no, if you follow the process, you're going to get this done in an hour. And in fact, you guys aren't going to lunch until you do. So ready, set, go. And of course, I didn't know how long it would take them. I had a theory, but I wanted to test it with like a timed example of a team. And they went from creating, normally this would take them over a week to create this much strategic, intentional content that hits and speaks to their audience and actually moves the needle. It would take them over a week to create that much. And they did it in an hour and 32 minutes. And that was the moment that I knew, like, this is for sure. This is for real. Of course, like with other clients, we had seen that it had been working, but I needed to see for my own two eyes that this could work for an entire team besides my own and see it in person. And when once it worked, I was like, oh my gosh, think about like how much operational efficiency there is there. Think about 11 marketers. If I had a team of 11 marketers, we would be like slam dunking so much content all the time. Of course, that's like a dream of mine someday, especially with this mental model. But it kind of got me to thinking like how much time and money is being wasted by businesses, which I will get to in just a second because I actually got some really cool stats on this. So let's go back for a second because I want to share with you how important it is to be okay with sometimes not being understood. I literally explained this so many times. I explained this at a conference in Austin, and there was hundreds of people and no one, maybe five people in the room were impressed and everyone else was like, okay, like they just didn't get it. And those moments are so, they can be so humiliating. Those moments of just feeling like no one's ever going to get me. No one's ever going to get this crazy thing that I'm rambling on about. But I want you to not give up just because someone doesn't understand you or your business the very first time. The chances are you're going to find your way if you don't give up. And in fact, this whole process of creating this mental model for the 365 social media playbook is what taught me how businesses can take their message and their mission, but bring it down to the level of where their market is at, whether their market is aware, whether they're unaware, whether they're hyper aware and educated and cynical. Like that's where you got to go sometimes in order to meet your customers. And I really started to study some of the greats like Eugene Schwartz, who wrote Breakthrough Advertising. And he talks about like the five kind of zones or level of awareness that our audience has. And as I started to dive into that, I was like, oh my gosh, everyone's speaking on a level of like mastery when we need to take it down a few levels in order to make our content absolutely hit. We need to pretend we're meeting someone on the street who's never heard of us, never heard of this thing before. And so I put this whole process into place. And so I started asking some of my clients and the people who had been through this process, like, how much was this worth to your business? And we went through a simple formulaic process to identify how much this was worth. And their answers, I mean, one girl said $32,000 per year. And I was like, that's awesome. That's great. But then I started hearing more answers. And one person said, let me see if I can pull up the exact numbers, or I'll just guess. It was somewhere around like $140,000. And the next one was like $210,000 per year. And I was sitting there realizing, oh my gosh, there is so much operational waste in marketing. If only marketing teams could be equipped and empowered, they could create so much more content that hits consistently and drives the needle towards the goal of traffic and sales, not just impressions, not just engagement, but instead actually building a true top of funnel strategy with your social media organically. Whew. I hope you guys have been liking what I'm throwing down because I get so hyped up about this. So I wanted to share one more thing that I'm really stoked about. So we are going to create just 10 of these playbooks, the one I've been talking about this whole time for the rest of 2019. These are your 2020 social media playbooks, the 365 social media playbook. It reduces your operational waste in terms of time, team, money, energy, so many different things. It also gives you a clear strategy so that you can create content that hits every single time. And so if you want to jump on in, we're only doing 10 for the rest of 2019, but that will be your entire plan for 2020. If you want to be one of those people, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/show notes, and you'll find the link to grab your playbook, because once we hit 10, we're not going to make any more for the rest of the year. So this has been a really cool episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, do me one favor and go ahead and screenshot this episode and post it to your Instagram story and tag me, the Mrs. Peterson. I love hearing when people enjoy an episode. If there was a particular quote that stood out to you, feel free to share that or a concept. And then I actually really like to reshare them on my Instagram story. So there's extra reach there, some more exposure. I like to thank people for sharing my content. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I will catch you guys in the next one. Oh,